Hi, Joshy.
Dad, where have you been?
You know where I've been. Doing some top dressing, milking.
You missed my big moment.
Oh?
Me, Jamie and Tyler won the quiz.
Hey, well done.
That's another Easter egg I've got.
Evening, David. You made it.
I said, hey, seems we've raised a couple of geniuses between us.
Yes. Well, it did look a bit of a fix, handing a prize over to me own son.
It wasn't a fix.
I know. So, you and Ruth going in for the adult quiz?
Oh, I don't think so.
Dad, you've got to.
Yes. There's a family reputation to uphold, you know.
Go on.
Hey, just because you want to stay. No, your mum's tired. She's not 100% yet, don't forget. And Pip will be back from Jonathan's any minute, and I don't know if she's got a key.
We'll get to live with Bert. He's going.
What? Bert's leaving this early?
He says it's too tempting down here. Now he's on his diet.
Oh, I see.
Go on, Dad. Stay. You haven't had any time off today.
Well, wouldn't mind a drink. But, no, not the quiz. I've got no one to enter with anyway.
You have? Auntie Shooter and Uncle Kenton.
Well, are they here?
Yeah. And both on their own.
Hmm. Shooter's quite well read, I suppose. And Kenton's a mine of useless information.
Evening all!
Oh, no. I thought it was all going too well.
Hi, Lillian.
She's been threatening to come and help. I better get to her before Jolene does. Excuse me.
Evening.
Oh, hi, Eddie. You come for the quiz?
Sure have.
I suppose you want to win the wine.
Josh!
No way. I'm going for the top prize.
Not the Easter egg.
Clary may be keeping up this slimming lot, but I'm not. I've got 6 weeks of deprivation to make up for.
Good turnout, Sid.
Yes. Been rushed off our feet.
Well, Cavalry's here now. What can I do? Oh, the quiz will be starting soon, won't it?
Yes.
Well, how about I call out the questions?
No. Honestly, Lily, there's no need.
Well, I don't mind, really,
no,
darling.
No. It's good of you and Matt to come at all. If you want to stay, you just enjoy yourself.
I couldn't go myself, even if I'd wanted to. I was doing the milking.
You've got to be pretty serious to get up at that time of day to go to a church service.
Yeah, Lakey Hill's a great location, though. Mum and Dad were there. Shula, of course. Mum says it's really special, singing as the sun comes up, hearing the dawn chorus start.
Maybe it is special when you don't get up at 5 every day.
Yeah, true. And they got breakfast to look forward to afterwards. I think Ushu was helping with that.
Oh, I had a fantastic fry-up this morning, even if I did have to do it myself.
Yeah.
Clary's still on her fruit and yoghurt, but not me, mate. No way.
Oh, I don't blame you. Oh, by the way, how's Ed? Must be really worried.
Oh, he looks terrible. He thinks it must be his fault somehow.
Oh, come on, I know better than anyone. TB can come out of nowhere.
Well, that's what I said.
They're still selling the milk, of course.
Oh, so far, yeah. Waiting for this enforcement officer to give them the okay on the cheese, or not. Mm,
nightmare.
Hello, darlings.
Evening. How do you do?
Hi, Matt.
Evening, everyone. Sorry to interrupt. Just to let you know that our long-awaited quiz for the grown-ups will be starting in approximately 15 minutes' time.
Right.
Now, there's no minimum number in the team, but a top limit of 6. So, if you haven't already, that's 15 minutes to get yourselves sorted into teams, find a table, and get your pencils and answer papers off Fallon, who's circulating with them now. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, we better grab ourselves a table, Tiger.
Are you doing it?
Oh, of course. Who's on your team?
Josh is fixing me up with Kenton and Shula.
Well, you'll be lucky.
Sorry?
Kenton's gone to pick up Kathy.
Oh, what?
And Shula's sitting with Christine and the Fletchers. Look, pencil poised already.
Oh, great.
What about you, Eddie?
Sure, I'm waiting for Baggy, if he ever shows up.
Hardly known for reliability, is he?
Well, perhaps you two better team up together.
I've got a better idea. Why don't we mix things up? Now, look, I'll go with you, David, and Matt, you go with Eddie.
What? Aye?
Okay.
Nice to have a bit of rivalry, Tiger.
And now, after that easy warm-up round, a special spring and Easter theme section.
Oh, this should be good.
Are you sure it's West Bromwich Albion?
Look, if there's one thing I know...
All right, if you
so,
say so.
First question, a really easy one. The daffodil is the national flower of which country?
I know this.
Yes, so do I.
Which country has the daffodil as its national flower?
Hey, you sure?
Yeah, of course I'm sure.
Are you sure it isn't Holland?
What?
I thought Wales was the leakage.
Question
shut up and listen, all right?
What was the name of the hill outside Jerusalem where Jesus was crucified? Now, there are two possible answers, and I'll accept either.
Hill outside Jerusalem. Heck. Do you know, Lillian?
Sorry, darling. Bible's not my forte.
Shula's scribbling away, of course. Is it... Oh, I know. It's a bit like that computer game thing.
That's not my forte either.
Gilga something.
Oh, search me, darling. How are you getting on, Matt?
Very well, thank you.
I'll bet. He's even more of a heathen than I am.
Come on, think. Any ideas?
Oh, blimey, Clary, you'd know.
We'll have to leave it blank.
Oh, it's on the tip of me brain. I know. Calgary.
Come on, then. Let's have your answer sheet.
I hope you're going to be fair in the marking.
I'm sure we'll be as fair as you are, darling. Here's ours.
Go on, let's see. I could do with a laugh.
Yeah, well, I don't suppose yours is exactly going to be Wikipedia.
What? Crystal Palace, do me a favour.
And the Battle of Waterloo, 1815. I don't think so.
That I'm certain.
But I'm sorry, Matt.
If you've been an ABBA fan as long as I have.
Right, here's the drinks.
Do you know, I don't know why Sid won't let me help.
Oh, I think they're coping.
I could at least collect some glasses. We're in for a real treat here, David, with some of their answers.
Yeah, I could say the same. Gilgamesh, what's that all about? What was the question?
It was disgusting, if you ask me.
Come on, Eddie, no hard feelings.
What? If you and Lillian hadn't knocked all them points off us for our spelling...
Spelling? Your answers were just plain wrong.
Calvary? Calgary? What's the difference?
Quite a lot.
Yeah, one little letter?
Yeah, and about 5,000 miles.
Yeah, it's better than your effort, any road. Gilgamesh.
It was close. It's almost an anagram. Anyway, you did exactly the same to us. At least we got Bertie Wooster for ourselves.
Yeah, it's not spelt like the city, though.
That was Lillian's fault. You only knew because you heard Nathan Booth spell it out.
Him and that Graham Ryder. They get on my nerves.
They were chomping straight into that egg.
Didn't even offer it round. No. Well, it's not like they'd be on short rations for 6 weeks, neither.
You got over your disappointment yet, Eddie?
Not really.
At least we got the Battle of Waterloo.
Yeah, true.
Oh, you're not still on about that. All right. All those years of drooling over Agnetta and whatever the other was called have paid off, okay?
Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear.
Yeah, and now you've heard it.
Right, I'm off. I've got an appointment with a pizza. 4 cheese, 12 inch.
Enjoy.
Oh, I will. See you.
Cheers, Eddie.
Bye, Eddie. Cara, are you going to Lower Loxley tomorrow, David?
No, we're doing the parish walk.
Oh, is Ruth out to a walk?
Well, she'll only do part of it.
We won't see you then.
Are we going to Lower Loxley?
Why not? All the fun of the fair. Egg rolling, Easter bonnet contest. Do you remember, David, when Gran went in for the WI Easter bonnet contest?
Oh, can't say that I do. No.
She got out this old bonnet of Phoebe's, dressed it up with primroses.
Who was Phoebe?
John and Phoebe, David and my great-grandparents.
That's right.
Right, I'm just going to the gents.
All right, darling.
Is he okay? He's not upset about not winning the quiz, is he?
No, of course not. I don't know what's the matter with him. He ought to be on really good form.
Oh, why? Apart from you two being back together, of course.
Thank you, darling. No, he had a rollicking good argument with Pat last night.
Oh?
Mum's all about...
Don't tell me. Growing crops for fuel.
Of course. You've heard all about it before.
Several times. She's not letting up, is she?
Oh, you haven't told her then.
Told me what?
She sent off a letter of protest to the council.
Oh, sorry, Matt. I didn't see you there.
No, well, don't worry, Sid. I'll be taking her home soon.
No, it's fine, honestly. Stay as long as you like.
No, I've had enough anyway.
Oh, there you are, Tiger. Prowled off on your own.
Excuse me. Better carry on.
What is it, darling? Aren't you feeling well?
No, I'm fine.
No, you're not. Come on, tell me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pussycat. It's just I do get a bit fed up sometimes with your family.
What, all of them?
Well, yeah, that's partly it, isn't it? There's so many of them.
I'm sorry. There's not much I can do about that.
And they're just so clannish sometimes, you know. And the fact you can all trace your roots back to the flaming Doomsday Book.
Have you been talking to Joe Grundy?
No, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Well, they get on my nerves sometimes too.
I know they do. Come on. Let's go home, shall we?
Yeah. A nice quiet evening. Just you and me.
Sounds good.
Oh, but before we go, there's something I've been meaning to do. Now, I know I've got some nail scissors in here somewhere.
Oh, you again.
Oh, hi. Haven't you gone yet?
My pizza's going to take 20 minutes to come, so there's no rush.
Well, it's a pity you haven't got a bottle of wine to go with it.
You're too right. I wouldn't mind, but your Auntie Christine hardly ever drinks.
Yeah, I know.
Drop the Sid's house red. Would have gone lovely with my pizza.
If Shula hadn't defected.
Yeah. We've both of us been robbed.
Yeah.
We'd be better off, you and me, pairing up.
Possibly.
Held back by our partners, I reckon.
Right.
Oh, well, next time maybe. Careful.
No, I'm fine.
Are you sure you don't want me to do it?
No, just hold the chair steady.
I am.
Lillian?
Oh, Sid, just the man. Give me a hand, Matt.
Is everything okay?
Well, just now. There was a stupid piece of ivy hanging over my name.
On the sign, was it?
Completely blotting it out.
Oh, I hadn't noticed.
Well, it's all sorted now. Everyone can see the full team we really are.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, do give Jolene my congratulations, darling. It seems like it's been a really good day.
Yes, I think so.
Well done, both of you.
Oh, thank you.
Let's hope it's the start of a bumper summer season.
Absolutely.
Come on, Empress.
Yes, all right, darling, we must go. Night-night, then.
Night.
See ya.
Night, Sid.
Oh, yeah, bye, David.
You got off lightly, didn't you, with Lillian?
Yes. Yes, we did. She may have her name on the sign, but it's a small price to pay for having the pug to ourselves again.
What's those leaflets, Usher?
Oh, it's all right, I got them. Ooh, quite a breeze, isn't there?
Yes, let's hope it doesn't blow in any rain. How's the setup for the teas going?
Shula's got it all under control. We've squeezed in another table by the font. We can seat 40 now.
Well, that should be plenty.
Pity it's not more. We've got food for the 5,000.
That's Ambridge for you, Linda. That's for one cake, they'll bake half a dozen.
True. Just so you know, Alan, Bert presented me with some flapjacks, which he says are surplus to requirements.
Oh?
Brookfield could use them to fill potholes, but I'm afraid we'll have to put them out. Avoid them if you can.
How will I know which ones they are? Mrs. Potter always makes flapjacks.
Oh, you'll know. The table legs will be buckling under their weight.
Right.
All done. What's the next job?
I don't know. Do you think Elliot'd like a drink or something before we start?
No, she's still setting up her Borsetshire wildlife stall. She's hoping to reel in a few new members.
I'm sure she'll get them.
Posters!
Sorry?
The bird fair in May. I've left them at home. Such an idiot.
No, you're not.
I'll have to nip back.
Well, give Amy a call. She can bring them.
Wasn't she here yet?
Well, be fair, Alan. She hadn't checked Facebook for at least 12 hours.
Well, people will be here in a minute.
And so will she.
I was very impressed she turned out for the dawn service yesterday.
So was I.
Hello!
Hi!
Hi, Ruth.
Oh, hello, Jill.
Brace yourself for more cakes.
Ah, yes, but Jill's, that's a different matter.
That should keep you going for the afternoon.
Oh, thanks, Pat. We don't normally sell much ice cream in here.
No, I'd have thought they'd go to the cafe. And Helen's got the stall outside.
It's been so manic.
There's a huge queue for the Cranford Crystal wagon rides.
Still, I'd rather be busy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Did you... You've had a letter.
Yesterday.
Me too.
Great timing. Just before Easter. Well, looks like there's no getting out of it, then.
No.
Half of me was hoping for... I don't know.
Divine intervention.
Some change of heart from Taylor. Just that he might, I don't know, see the reality and decide to plead guilty.
He's made his own reality.
Yeah, I know. Oh, Cathy.
No, I'm all right, really. I've been psyching myself up. 2 weeks today we'll be in court, and then it'll all be over.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if Elizabeth had a letter too.
From the defence?
I know she's still hoping she won't be called.
Oh, of course she is.
Anyway, let's talk about something else.
Sure.
Yes, please. How are things with you? What's the latest on the digester?
I sent off my own letter, actually.
But you've made a formal protest. Ooh,
to Tony's horror. At least Helen agrees with me.
Well, good for you. And don't let them bully you.
No. At least I feel I've done all I can.
Good.
On that front, anyway. But I've had another idea.
Go on.
Transition communities.
Sorry?
Well...
Actually, before you start, I haven't had my break yet. As soon as Freya gets back, can you come and talk over lunch?
Why don't we do this more often? You never do these things, do you? Unless you set aside a specific time.
But it's disgraceful. Phil and I have got loads of time on our hands. And we never think to have a stroll along the river.
I wouldn't say you've got loads of time. You're always rushing around.
No.
I'm holding you up now, having to go at my pace.
Don't be silly. It means Phil can hog Ellie's attention.
He's got very keen on his bird watching, hasn't he?
Very. He'll be disappointed if he doesn't see a kingfisher today. Oh, and he's looking for cowslips.
He's got a checklist, has he?
You know how seriously he takes everything.
Like his telescope.
Like his telescope. He's thought about the idea of the Space Centre, by the way.
He'd like to do it.
He'd love to.
Great. When does he want to go?
We thought the weekend before his birthday.
Fine. Shall I organise that then? Ring around the others?
Do you mind?
Not at all. Let's face it, I've got plenty of time at the moment.
You're itching to get back to work, I know.
Well, once I've had my wound check.
Where's that again?
Thursday. I hope they'll say I can do a bit more.
Now, Ruth.
Just a bit. Mixing the milk replacer or something would be a start.
You be careful.
I will. I promise. So what about Phil's actual birthday? Are you going out just the two of you, or what?
Well, he did have one idea.
A trip to the moon, I suppose.
Not quite. He'd like supper at home with just the children.
Oh, that would be nice.
No, Ruth. Our four children on their own.
Oh.
How we used to be, I suppose. The family's so big now, we never get together like that.
No, I suppose you don't.
And it would be lovely to just enjoy each other's company like the old days.
Right.
Does it sound odd to you?
It does a bit, but no, I can see why you'd want to do it.
Good. Because I can.
Yeah, I think it's a lovely idea. You go for it.
The Harveys don't get a move on. We're going to leave them behind.
We can't leave anyone behind. It's a circular route.
Yeah, I know, but...
Everyone's got a map. Not that they need it. They all know we're ending up back at St. Stephen's.
Yes, but...
It's not a route march, Alan. Maybe they're happy at their own pace.
Yeah, I hope so. She's so good to the church.
I know. But at least Ruth's keeping up.
Yeah, she's doing very well.
It's a very good turnout.
Just as long as everyone doesn't converge on the T's at the same time.
Will you please relax and enjoy yourself?
I'm sorry, Usha. Not sure relax is in my vocabulary anymore.
Well, your busy day was yesterday. Today is supposed to be about calming down.
I will. I promise. Tomorrow. I must catch Linda. We need a date in the parish magazine for the slimming sponsorship money to be in by.
You're hopeless.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Really?
Alan, it's all right. I know what a stressful time it is for you.
I don't know how I'd have coped without you.
Oh, rubbish.
No, seriously.
Well, I hardly think the odd pan of soup...
You've been brilliant. You are brilliant.
Oh, I know.
And I'll make it up to you. We'll find some time together.
I've told you, I love your commitment to what you do, and I like helping you do it.
Thank you.
Come on, or we'll be the stragglers.
Usha!
Oh, Ruth! How are you doing?
She's been doing very well, but we're going to be extremely sensible and veer off here.
Very wise.
It's been lovely. We'll wait for you back at the church. I'll get the urn going, if you like. Go on, then. Educate me.
Well, it's something the Soil Association's been talking about for a long time.
Okay.
A transition's a way of actually making a difference.
How?
Oh, it's a bit like we did with the school meals at Loxley Barrett, but on a far bigger scale. And it wouldn't just be about food.
Well, hang on. You want everyone to eat local produce or grow their own or what? I know it's not just about food.
Okay, I'll start again. The transition movement says we've got to do something about climate change. And we've got to reduce our dependence on oil.
Everyone's been saying that for ages.
Yeah, but transition communities are actually doing it. Lots of ways. Where do you want me to start? Energy descent plans, community orchards, woodchip boilers, economic localisation, the Totnes pound.
The what?
Totnes, you know, Devon. They created their own currency, which you can only use locally.
Good grief. It all sounds pretty ambitious.
Yeah, it's got to be.
And you'd be expecting the whole of Ambridge to be involved?
Oh, definitely the whole of Ambridge. And other villages. Borchester, even.
Borchester?
Well, most of the places that are doing it so far are transition towns. There are a few villages, though.
You can see why, if you're trying to get people out of their cars. Better public transport.
Yeah, but it's...
Well, that's the trouble out here. If you give up your car, there's no other option.
Well, you can cycle.
Oh, like Nigel.
I think it's Stroud. They're setting up a shared bike scheme. With bike shelters and community bikes all painted yellow or something. You just grab one to get where you're going.
Oh, and then if you can catch a lift back...
Exactly. Mm. You're not committed to the bike. And they do bike maintenance classes for people who've got their own.
Well, it sounds amazing.
Tony thinks it's a good idea.
Still think you might have a job selling it to the whole village.
Well, I'm going to carry on with it anyway. See how far I can get.
Jill, can I tempt you?
Let's see.
Don't know if there's anything on here you didn't actually make.
I can recommend the carrot cake.
Ah, that's mine, actually.
I'll try a piece of that, then. Just a little one.
Good. Ruth?
Oh, no more for me, thanks.
I shouldn't. I won't dare show my face at Slimming Club.
Oh, I'm sure you've earned it. Oh, hello. Excuse me, would you?
Thanks, Linda.
Hello. Can I tempt you to some of this?
So, what can we get Phil as a present? Something to do with his stargazing, maybe?
What, a thick coat and a pocket warmer?
Anything.
He's already talking about upgrading that telescope, you know.
He's only had it 5 minutes.
It's not good enough, apparently.
What?
He wants to be able to see everything. Galaxies, nebulae.
Move over, Patrick Moore.
He wants a light bucket now.
What's that?
Don't ask me. It's bigger and better and more expensive, of course.
How much more expensive?
Over £1,000.
It's a pricey hobby, isn't it?
That's what I said. And I also said, why doesn't he sell his existing one first? But he doesn't want to be without one at all. So,
well, maybe we should all chip in on that, then.
I think that would be very welcome, Ruth.
Clary and Susan are washing more cups.
You've got a great system going here.
Amy's been a big help, clearing tables.
Yeah, well, she's slim enough to squeeze through the gaps.
Ooh, are you having trouble, then?
No, no. Just don't want to drop hot tea on people.
Yeah, right.
Alan, what a success.
Yes, not bad, is it?
Lots of new faces, which is what it's all about.
Yes, I doubt they'll all become regulars.
No, you don't know. It's nice to see so many families, Nick and Will and all the children.
Yeah, they got their hands full there.
There we are, more teas.
Right.
Usha, why don't you have a break from that urn? I'll take over for a bit.
Are you sure?
Yes, well, you've been working non-stop. Go and have a sit down.
Well, I wouldn't mind.
Here you are. Now go and find yourself a seat.
There's no arguing with her, is there?
I wouldn't dare try.
Alan! Go on, Usha. Off you go.
With pleasure. I can ask Bert about my begonias.
Now, Alan. While I've got you on your own...
If it's about the slimming sponsorship...
No, it
the
is not. Fit...
Oh.
I'm sure I'm telling you what you already know, but Usha really has been the most terrific help today.
I do know. And not just today.
You're very lucky to have her. The love of a good
Linda,
woman,
Linda,
you know.
There's no need. I've had Amy on at me as well.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I shouldn't...
No, not at all. But don't worry. I'm planning a very special thank you for Usha.
Oh.
I've just got to work out how and when to do it.
Right. List.
Oh, are you sure about this, Nick?
Yes.
Your mum's got the kids, and you want to spend the afternoon cleaning?
Spring cleaning, Will. It's that time of year.
When you could be lying around with one of their Easter eggs, reading a magazine.
Hey, I would never pinch one of their eggs.
No, I didn't mean that. Of course you wouldn't.
Oh, it's so much easier with Jake and Mir out of the way. Oh, I'm trying to keep them occupied when I've got stuff to get on with. Oh, it's a nightmare.
Right.
So I'll get everything I need, and by tonight, everywhere will be sparkling.
Cinderella or what?
Well, as long as you're my Prince Charming.
Yeah.
Bye, Susan.
Oh, look. Hello, Hayley.
Hi.
How are things?
Okay, thanks.
Abby's doing all right?
Yeah. They seem quite pleased with her anyway. She's not out of the incubator yet, but...
Oh, it's still early days, and oh, she's so little.
Yeah. She's put on 5 ounces, though.
Is that good?
Yeah. Why don't you come and see us sometime? Susan was saying she'd like to.
Oh, could we?
Yeah, of course. There's only 3 visitors allowed at a time, and one of them has to be me or Roy, but...
Oh, well, you'd like to see her, wouldn't you?
There's no rush. She's going to be in a few weeks yet.
Well, I'll have a word with Roy, you know, see when's convenient.
But we could go this afternoon.
Hey, I thought you wanted to do this spring cleaning. And I've got to get back to work.
Oh, after that... We've got to go to Borchester to pick up the kids anyway.
Well, like Hayley says, there's no rush.
Oh, go on. I love babies. Would that be all right with you, Hayley? Are you going to be there later on?
Yeah, I'm going in a bit. And Roy will come after his shift.
So if we came about 5 before we collect Jake and Mia?
Yeah, we should both be there by then.
And you know what, Will?
What?
I could drive in. Get some practice.
Kip! Come on!
No sign of him yet, Ed.
What, the environmental health club?
No. Oh, good boy, Kip. Good boy. Yes, a good boy, yeah. Well, he said he'd be here by 3. It's near 4.
Yeah, I've got to get the cows in.
Well, of course you must. I don't see why you should be held up just because he's been delayed.
1 week we had, that's all.
Huh? Sorry?
The cows being out. No yard scraping, no bedding down. Happy Ed, happy cows.
Ah, I see, yeah.
And then this... Well, they don't know any difference, of course, but if we get TB serious, Oliver, what's going to happen?
Don't know, I'm afraid. Too early to say.
You know Jazz had 2 people cancel their milk? Loads more worrying about it.
Yes, I know. Word's obviously spread.
Oh, it's so stupid. There's nothing wrong with the milk. It can't hurt them.
Well, you know that, and I know that. I'm doing some leaflets to give out on the round, explaining that as it's pasteurised, there's absolutely no risk...
Do you think that'll convince people?
Oh, I don't know. There'll always be some who behave irrationally, even if they do know the fact.
After all your hard work...
Yeah, and yours.
There's nothing we can do.
Look, I'm as frustrated as you are, and Mike.
You can see your face in the pipes in the dairy. They're sparkling.
I know, I know. Mike sterilised absolutely anything that moves. And a lot that doesn't.
I've hosed everything down in the bale, I've cleaned the clusters, changed the liners.
Thanks, Ed, but, well, it's mostly the dairy this guy's going to want to see. Oh, I wish he'd hurry up.
Well, check the feed bins are sound. No badger can get near him.
Look, our customers are jumping to conclusions. Don't let us start.
Here, do you know anyone with a car that colour?
Oh, please, let it be him. Yep. Oh, all right, Kip, all right. That's enough, that's enough. You start milking, Ed. Business as usual, eh?
Yeah, I wish.
After you.
Oh, thanks, Roy. Well, it's a good job we met you. What a complicated place.
Yeah, well, it is till you get used to it.
Are you sure you don't mind us showing up like this? Oh, Hayley said it'd be okay.
No, there's no problem.
Oh, I can't wait to see the baby.
I just can't wait to have her home.
Of course not. Oh, Bez.
Hayley?
Is she okay?
Hayley? Hayley, what is it?
Roy.
No, not Abby.
Oh, Roy, no, no, I'm sorry. She's fine.
Oh, thank God, so...
I'm sorry, it's just... She's out of the incubator.
She's out?
In a cot. And they've taken the oxygen away.
What?
Oh, she's got a little mass near her face, so she's still getting a lot of pure oxygen, but no oxygen tube.
Oh, love.
And you can lift her out properly and really hold her.
Oh... Hayley!
Hayley! Oh, I knew we shouldn't have come.
It's all right. They're smiling, look.
It's too soon, Nick. We shouldn't have.
Oh, I'm sorry. But she did offer, and I'm still trying to make friends, Will.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, we're great, aren't we? But I want to feel I belong in Ambridge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Is everything okay?
More than okay. She's out of the incubator and in a cot.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, fantastic. I'm so pleased for you. So, if you want to... Are you sure you don't mind?
Oh, we don't want to butt in.
Oh, it's all right, honestly.
No, you have a bit of time with her on your own first. Just the two of you.
Okay, then. Yeah, we'll get a cup of tea and come back in a bit. Okay. All right, then. Thanks.
God, get on. I'll be here all night.
God, keep them coming, Kip. Go on.
Ed.
How's he gone?
Yeah, finally.
Go on, girl. Get a move on. Go on.
And?
Well, he wasn't promising anything.
Typical. I hate these council types.
Well, it's his job to be cautious. I wasn't really expecting him to tell me much.
Well, you've got a lot more patience than I have.
Patience, no. Experience, maybe years.
So, what did he say?
Well, let's start with the positives. He couldn't fault our milking procedures.
Really?
Not a thing. Flying colours.
Oh, great.
Then he checked every inch of the dairy. Couldn't fault a thing there either.
Well, I should think not.
Plus, he checked the pasteurisation trace. Everything all right there. So we're okay to go on with the doorstep delivery.
Oh, we knew that.
Well, it's good to have it made official.
Yeah, I suppose.
Then I showed him all the records. I saw you'd been over the ones you keep. Best handwriting or what?
Well...
No, he was a great help. He checked all their passport numbers, movement records, fallen stock, the lot.
Yeah, well, we knew he'd give us a going over.
Oh, yeah.
So, if it's all A1...
Well, that's only part of it.
Oh, the cheese. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, not such good news. We can't sell what we've got till the risk assessment's completed, and he can't do that till we've got the results of the post-mortems.
Oh, do they clinch it, then?
No, not entirely, but... Well, they're another thing he's got to take into account.
Well, we're not going to get them till the end of the week, are we?
No.
That's more hanging around. Suppose you can't make any more, either.
Well, I'm not using unpasteurised milk. I mean, if I wanted to use pasteurised, well, that's a different story.
Yeah, but a totally different cheese. Doesn't he know that?
I think, to be fair, that he does. The only other suggestion was to get hold of unpasteurised milk from another herd.
Well, it'd have to be Guernseys.
But... Ideally, yeah. But to get the same taste and texture.
There's not that many Guernsey herds around here.
No. But if I want to go on making the cheese, it's my only option.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. Suppose I better ring Helen. She's the expert.
Oh, it's really useful having a pub just across from the hospital.
Yeah, we've been boosting their profits quite a lot lately, haven't we, love?
Our food's a bit more appetising than the hospital canteen. And when you've been in that place for hours, you just want to change of scene.
Yeah, I bet you do. Well, here's to little Abby.
Yeah. Cheers, well,
cheers.
Very little Abby. I can't get over how tiny she is. Well,
you think that's tiny?
You should have seen her 2 weeks ago.
Oh, George was such a whopper.
Oh, am I too? Oh, Jake had such a big head. Still, I bet she'll come on a lot now.
Well, if she just makes steady progress, I'll be happy.
Mm. You needn't have snapped at Brenda like that, Roy.
What?
When we rang.
I just don't want everyone assuming it's going to be all plain sailing from now on, that's all.
You've got to let yourself look forward sometime, love.
No. I'm still taking it a day at a time, and I wish everyone else would too, instead of rushing ahead.
Crisp, anyone? Thanks. Just the one. I have more than that. No, I'm all right. Roy? Will?
Thanks. I'm all right for now, Tar.
So, what's happening with number one, the green?
Oh, I should get completion end of this week.
Oh, brilliant. And get those tenants in quick, eh?
Yeah, hope so.
I suppose you haven't had much time, but, are you still looking at houses, or, Oh, well, things have moved on a bit, haven't they, Roy?
Yeah?
Or aren't we allowed to talk about that yet?
No,
either?
No, go on.
Everything's been on hold since Abby decided to make her entrance. But, well, the idea is that we're going to convert Willow Farm.
Convert it? How?
Well, it's Dad's idea. He reckons we could build on the back into, like, an L shape and make two semis.
Oh, that's clever. Oh,
it's brilliant, isn't it? Mark will be completely self-contained, own kitchen and bathroom and everything.
Yeah, not that we see him using the kitchen much.
No. Think a communicating door there.
Well, you can't blame him. It's miserable eating on your own.
But he'll have his own front door in from the yard.
Yeah, we'll have to put in another staircase somehow.
Well, you say we?
And what happens upstairs?
Our side will be slightly bigger. We'll have three bedrooms and might two.
But this we you're talking about? You're not thinking of doing it yourselves, are you? Like Emma's mum and dad?
No way.
Well, I know your dad helped Neil quite a lot.
No, there's maybe bits he can do, but I mean, I'm useless. Last thing I built was a model Spitfire, I think.
Which you've probably still got. We're going to have a clear out.
So you get Jason or someone in?
Well, we haven't really got that far. We need proper plans drawn up first.
Oh, I think it sounds perfect. Mike on hand for babysitting and everything.
I know. And Phoebe so loves a granddad. Anyway, that's the plan.
Well, the only trouble is, the minute we can actually start thinking about it again, Dad's been clobbered with this TB at Grange Farm.
That's not going to make a difference, is it?
Well, he might if he loses his job, love.
No, Roy!
He'd just go back to getting the milk from the dairy, wouldn't he? But he'd still have the round.
Yeah, I suppose.
And we'll just take out a bigger mortgage. It's still going to be nothing like buying a house.
Yeah, don't worry. I shouldn't have said anything. But he won't back out now.
So I hope not, after everything. Oh, you've got me worried now.
Nah, I can't see Mike letting you down. He doesn't need that big house, does he?
Well, that's what he says.
I'm sure he'll go ahead, whatever happens at Grange Farm. He wants to do it for Abby.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he will. It sounds like you're well sorted. I'm really pleased for you.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, you know what they say. New house, new baby.
Well, you haven't been at Will's place long. Let us know if you two have any good news.
Oh, I don't think... we haven't really talked
about no way. I think three's more than enough to be going on with.
At least the coffee's okay.
What do you mean?
Oh, come on, Isha. It wasn't the best meal we've ever had.
No.
I just wish we could have gone to our favourite place. I mean, why would it be closed for a private function on a Wednesday? At lunchtime?
Well, it could be anything. Wedding, funeral, bar mitzvah.
I suppose.
Masonic gathering, WI outing.
A Mexican diner?
Oh, don't let Linda hear you say that. Or Peggy. It's not all jam in Jerusalem, you know.
Well, I was meaning the Masons.
Oh.
I wanted this to be special.
Oh, look, I've told you, you don't have to do anything special for me.
But I want to.
I had leave to use up before the end of March. If taking it last week helped you out, then good.
You do more than just help out. You know you do.
Well, it's not all one way, and if it's a way to spend more time with you...
I want you to know how much I appreciate it.
I do know, you tell me all the time.
I was thinking more about showing you. Look, shall we get the bill?
Yes, fine.
You haven't got to get back to work just yet, have you?
No clients till 2:30.
So, how about a stroll? Through the Memorial Gardens, along by the river.
Again?
What? Oh, no. Without half the parish in tow this time. Just you and me.
I'm so sorry about the detour, Alice.
Don't be silly.
Things have been so manic since Abby arrived. I promised to help out with Phoebe whenever they needed it.
Mum, I do realise life's gone on in Ambridge without me. I don't expect everyone to drop everything just because I'm home.
Well, it's very understanding of you, darling. But I wouldn't have minded a bit of time with just you.
Well, you'll get it. But it will be lovely to have Phoebe around this afternoon. I can give her a present straight away.
Well, Alice, you even brought a present for Phoebe.
Well, I had to do some sweet talking to get my rucksack on the plane, I can tell you. But I bought a present for everyone.
Everyone?
Yeah. And you can stop looking like that. There's one for Rory too.
Here they are, Hayley. Phoebs! Grandma's here!
Oh, I wasn't expecting them yet. The flight must have been bang on time.
Where's Phoebe gone?
Looking for that bracelet-making thing she wants to take.
Oh, right. Oh, look at that. In the car, are you? You're not allowed back in Ambridge looking like that.
Hi, Brenda.
Yeah, making the rest of us look all pale and flabby.
You look amazing, considering you've just had a baby. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
I gather it was all a bit scary.
Yeah, it has been.
They must be pleased with her progress if they'd moved her into a cot.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see her. If that's right.
Yeah, whenever. Once you're settled in.
Great. How was Africa, anyway?
Oh, well, I only saw South Africa, but it was amazing. Out of this world. It was so beautiful and so interesting.
It must be.
Oh, I want to hear all about it.
Okay, well, we'll sort of time.
Anyway, we'll take Phoebe off your hands. You're off to the hospital now, I expect?
Yeah. Roy took Phoebe in this morning, and she got to hold Abby properly for the first time.
Oh,
it's much easier now.
Oh, I bet she's so exciting.
She is. You won't be able to get a word in about your travels, Alice. Sorry.
I thought there might be a band.
In the middle of the week?
Well, it is Easter. The kids are on holiday.
No, they'd freeze. Their lips would stick to their trumpets. Their hands would be blue.
You're not too cold, are you?
No, I'm fine. I'm just saying. Anyway, we've got your friend and his harmonica.
Yeah. We haven't seen him at the Elms for a bit. Thought he'd got some casual work and moved away. But it doesn't look like it.
He's back on your patch, then?
He just can't kick the drugs, that's the trouble.
Well, at least he knows he can come back to the Elms.
So why hasn't he? Didn't really give me an explanation.
Maybe he's had a falling out with some of the others who go there.
Yes, but...
Look, you just may not be able to save everyone, Alan, however hard you try.
I've done it again, haven't I?
What?
Well, today was supposed to be about saying thank you to you. But I'm making it about me and my work.
Look, I won't say this again. You are your work and your work is you. It's all around us. Even with my job, I don't see everyone as a criminal. I don't go around thinking that guy there walking his dog might be mugged by that boy on a bike or vice versa. I don't automatically think the guy eating his sandwiches has fraudulently sold an insurance policy to the woman with the children feeding the ducks. But for you, well, any of them might need you at any time. They're all God's children, aren't they?
Usha.
What's this? A public display of affection. Typical. Just when I've got to get back to work.
Oh, Hayley. She's light as a feather.
Hello, beautiful. This is your Auntie Brenda.
Hi, Abby. Hello, darling.
Just make sure you've got her head in the crook of your arm.
Oh, sorry. I'm not very good at this. Oh,
you're fine. It's me who's fussy.
Oh, I can see why with this little one. You shouldn't be such a worry to your mummy, should you?
I'm nothing compared to Roy. He still treats her like glass.
Roy.
I'm sorry he's still giving you such a hard time.
Yeah, he's certainly dragging it out.
I'll have another word with him.
I know I was being difficult about Willow Farm, but it was quite a big change to have it dropped on me like that.
I can see that. I always could, actually.
Could you?
Yeah.
Well, I can see it may have seemed a bit selfish, all things considered, but thanks for saying it anyway. Oh, what's the matter?
She's all right.
Look, you better have her.
You are funny.
No, go on, I'm too scared.
All right. Hey, do you want to go back down, sweetheart? Let's see. You have a little sleep.
You don't blame me, do you, Hayley?
What for?
Abby being premature.
Oh, Brenda.
No, really.
Of course not.
Really? Really, really?
No. Abby's here and she's doing fine.
And she's going to have somewhere to live.
Thanks to you and Mike.
Dad said you're thinking of asking Lewis to do the plans.
Yeah, I suddenly thought he was an architect. We just thought he'd be good to work with. Understand what we needed, you know. We pay him, of course. I don't expect him to do it as a favour.
No.
But we just thought he'd be good to work with. Understand what we needed, you know.
I don't know. You may have to rethink a bit.
How come?
Abby's room's going to have to be pretty massive to fit in all the teddies people have given her.
We've never made it as far as Jeffrey's Bay.
Oh, next time, Mum, make sure you do. It's stunning.
It looks it.
Awesome stuff.
Oh, look at the colour of that water.
Yeah, I know, every shade of blue. Right, OK, Mum, brace yourself, because next it's my bungee jump.
Oh, Alice, why don't you even think about it?
That's why I didn't put it on my blog. I knew you'd go crazy. Right, you ready?
Oh, well, go on.
Here I am at the top, getting strapped in.
Oh, and that's the drop?
Yep.
Well, I feel sick looking at it.
Here goes.
Oh, good grief.
Caitlin took it. It's good, isn't it?
And that's you, that tiny blob.
Yep. And another.
Oh, what on earth does it feel like when you're going down?
Oh, Mum, it's fantastic. Such a rush.
Well, I couldn't do it. Doesn't the blood rush up to your head?
No, really. It's so quick. And then you bounce, you see?
Oh, don't tell me anymore.
Alice, welcome back.
Hi, Dad. Want to see me dangling over a 216-metre drop?
Yes.
It looks terrifying, Brian.
Goodness, goodness, yes. Oh, aren't you brave?
No, not really. How are you anyway? Do I get a kiss?
Of course. You look amazing. Doesn't she jelly so well?
Thanks. Right, Prezzies, let me go get them.
Am I in a parallel universe or something?
Shh.
She just seems happy to be home.
Well, yes.
She's brought Rory a present and everything.
Has she?
It may be too early to tell, but I really hope we've left all that behind us.
Oh, Jenny, that would be wonderful. Let's hope it's not just jet lag.
Ta-da!
Hey, how exciting!
Hey, Mum.
Oh.
And this is for you, Dad. I can't wait to see your faces. Well, go on, open them.
Thank you for a lovely lunchtime.
It wasn't quite how I intended.
It was lovely. Right, I must get back.
Usha.
Yeah?
There was something I wanted to...
But the jumble sale, I said I'd help.
No, not the jumble sale.
Oh?
I wanted to ask you. Will you marry me?
Are you serious?
Of course I am.
Really?
Yes.
Then yes. Of course, yes.
Oh. Oh, Usha.
I can't believe it.
Nor me. I can't believe I finally said it. I meant to do it over lunch or in the park, but... Here, I...
Oh, it doesn't matter where. It's what you said that matters.
I love you. I love you so much.
I love you too.
I don't want to let you go.
I don't want to go. I could stay here forever.
What, in the middle of a car park? I could hardly have found a less romantic venue.
Oh, I don't know. There's a certain rightness about it being a car park, this one in particular.
What is that?
Well, isn't this where it all started? And you rescued me in my chicken costume and took me home on the bike.
That's true. Thank goodness I did.
Yeah, it gave the Echo its best puns for a decade. Or worst, depending on your point of view.
We've come quite a way since then.
We have.
Can I just ask you something?
Go on.
Will you marry me?
Yes, still yes.
I just wanted to check I heard it right. Oh, excuse me. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Alan, stop it. People are looking.
Hey, it's all right. I'm sorry. There's nothing wrong. Everything right, in fact. She's going to marry me. She said yes.
It's obvious when you think about it.
What is?
A team chase.
Oh, yeah.
It's a wonder none of us have thought of having one before. There's the point-to-point course already established, and as Nigel said, Lower Loxley's got plenty of natural features for a few more jumps and obstacles.
Yeah, sure.
And such a beautiful setting. Can you imagine racing round the lake, up past the folly?
We'll have to see what the course builder comes up with, eh?
Yeah. You were listening then when Nigel was talking about contacting one?
Of course. It
looked as if you drifted off again.
Oh dear, was it that obvious?
Only to me. Oh, Oliver. You were the one who suggested we all got together to discuss it.
Yeah, but things were a bit different then.
Yeah, I know. But, darling, there's nothing more you can do about the TB.
Yeah, well, that's part of the problem, Caroline. All this waiting around.
I know it's hard. Well, we've still got to live.
Well, we should have had the results of the post-mortems by now.
Well, Alistair said a week.
Yeah, well, it is a week.
Just. I don't suppose that chap from Gilbert's Cross has got back to you.
Yeah, he called first thing.
Oh? You didn't say?
Well, it's a no, I'm afraid. He hasn't got any surplus milk. Oh.
He was our last hope, wasn't he? There aren't any other Guernsey herds around here.
No. And it's not worth me looking any further afield. Nothing coming, Loaf.
Oh, thanks.
So, well, you can see why I'm fed up.
I know.
I mean, if we can't sell the cheese we got, and we can't make any more, the whole future of Sterling Gold, let alone Grange Farm, is looking pretty grim. That we might have to slaughter the herd. I mean, it's unthinkable. It's not me I'm worried about.
No.
I mean, it'd be a huge blow, of course. Blow to one's pride as much as anything else.
Oh, that's ridiculous. The TB is not your fault. It's not anyone's fault.
No, we don't know that yet, do we? But anyway, if the business goes under, we're not the ones who'll really suffer.
I know. It's Mike and Ed.
Well, we've got Grey Gables. Oh, I'm sorry, Caroline.
Oh, Oliver.
I will buck myself up, I promise, about the team chase and everything, but just... I can't do it just yet.
Usha, that's fantastic. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's just... Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Well, I'm pretty happy myself, Ruth.
I bet you are. When was this?
Yesterday lunchtime.
Yesterday? Well, come on, I want all the details.
Well, what about these poor starving calves?
They're not starving. Pip's just topped up the feeder. Come on, tell me. Where did Alan ask you?
In a car park.
He asked you to marry him in a car park?
Oh, not just any old car park, the one where it all started.
Oh, well, that's okay then,
Poor man, he wanted to ask me over a nice lunch in our special restaurant, but it was closed for some reason, so then he took me for a walk in the park.
Wasn't it a bit cool?
It was a bit. But then he seemed to have visions of dancing daffodils and the band playing.
Oh, what a romantic.
I think he was trying to recreate Brief Encounter or something. Well, thank goodness the rowing boats were chained up.
I think it's lovely.
Yes. Anyway, then he walked me back to the office and asked me then.
Oh, you're glowing. You really are.
That's how I feel.
So, what next? When are you going to do it? Where?
Oh, hang on. We haven't got that far. And please, don't say anything to anyone. Not yet.
Can I tell David?
Well, David, yes, but no one else, please. And swear him to secrecy.
And don't worry. Most of what I say goes in one ear and out the other.
We don't want it getting out in the village yet.
No. You've told Amy, though?
Yeah. She's absolutely delighted.
Well, of course she is.
Well, I did wonder. She's been on her own with Alan for so long, but all she said was about time. And Alan phoned Rachel this morning. She's totally supportive.
She has been all along, hasn't she?
Yeah, but actually getting married, it's a bit different.
Yeah. So you want to tell your family and Mabel?
I'm not sure want is the right word. Well, that's why I wanted to tell you. Someone who I knew would be happy for is pure and simple.
Mabel's coming to stay next week, isn't she?
Yes. And I'm going to Wolverhampton at the weekend.
Good idea. Just do it.
At least when Ma and Pa met Alan, they were polite. And I didn't get any backlash.
No. And what about Satya?
I'm hoping, after all her matchmaking went wrong and after a shock, I think she's given up on me anyway.
Maybe.
And she will be pleased for you, won't he?
Oh, I'm sure he will.
Oh, it's great news, Usha. Oh. Don't let anyone take that away from you, hmm?
I wonder how the team chase meeting went.
Well, is this Nigel's latest money-making wheeze?
Don't know about that. They've got to bring in a specialist to build the course, and there'll be the usual outlay on car parking, advertising and signage.
Well, he'll make it all back in entrance fees, won't he? Mm. You know, sponsorship and stuff.
Yeah, that's the idea. Oh, thanks. That was lovely coffee, Kendall.
Was it? I haven't had the chance to have mine yet.
Oh, you are done by.
Yes, I know, and on my day off, too.
What's the matter with you, Grumpy?
Oh, Shula.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, well, honestly, as if I'm going to spoil Dad's birthday dinner by falling out with anyone.
Hmm. Even Elizabeth?
Yeah. Even Elizabeth. God, what does Shula take me for? Yeah, she acts as if we're still about 12.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, she always was a bossy madam.
Look, we've just got to believe that you'll have nothing to fall out with Elizabeth about. Mm. We know she's got to give evidence, but the trial will be over. Any luck, Taylor's going to be convicted.
If there's any justice, you mean?
Yeah. OK. But whatever happens, we'll just have to live with it.
Yeah.
Just counting the days. And in 2 weeks' time, it'll be nearly over.
Yeah, yeah.
We've just got to get through the next fortnight.
Yeah, I know.
And try and keep things as normal as possible for Jamie.
Yeah, of course.
So, what are we going to do with our afternoon off?
Got it.
Oh, good.
We go to the DIY place and get that new loo seat.
What?
Yeah, and then we come back and I'll fit it.
What?
Yeah, okay, I know, but it's the most normal, boring thing I can think of.
That's not normal at all. Hmm. Buy the thing, yeah. But then it's supposed to sit in its packaging on the landing for about 6 months with me tripping over it.
Hey, that is
come
so...
on, you know, it's true.
No.
Ah, saved by the bell. Hello?
Kathy?
Oh, hi, Jackie. Thanks for calling back.
What can I do for you?
Well, I just wanted to ask... Oh, hang on a minute. It's...
Your liaison person, I heard, yeah?
Yeah, I won't be long there.
No, don't worry. I shall go and take the old loo seat off. Oh.
That's a really kind offer, Ruth.
Well, as our herd's officially TB-free...
Lucky you.
It seemed the least we could do. It's not much...
Oh, but it is. Not just the milk.
You'll have to think about it. Our butterfat ratios are pretty good at the moment, but they're not in the same league as Guernsey.
No, of course not. But it's the fact that you've made the offer at all. I'm really grateful.
David and I have been talking about it, and... Well, we feel for you. We really do. We know what it's like.
I know you do.
You feel so helpless. You're at the mercy of this thing you can't control, with everyone telling you what to do.
Exactly.
When do you get the PM results?
I got a call half an hour ago.
Oh, yeah?
Good news. No lesions found in any of the reactors.
Oh, great!
It doesn't mean the cows weren't infected, of course.
No, they might not have been.
No, but as you know, it does mean the TB hasn't progressed far.
And it's very unlikely to be a threat to human health.
Well, unlikely was all they'd say.
But it's got to be good news for your risk assessment and for carrying on making and selling the cheese.
Oh, I hope so. But I'm not counting on anything.
Oliver?
Ah.
Oh, hello, Ruth.
Caroline, hi.
I've got to get back to work. Has he told you our good news?
Yeah, great.
And Ruth's very kindly offered me some of their milk. I'm pasteurised, if and when we get the all clear to resume cheese production.
Oh, how kind.
Yes. Well, we weren't going to stand by and do nothing.
See? We've got a lot to be grateful for.
Sounds as though things are moving in the right direction anyway.
Well, not entirely. 3 more people have cancelled their milk.
Oh, listen to him. Every silver lining has its cloud.
She's very good for me, you know. Absolutely no whinging allowed.
Just smartly, really. Not too severe, but conservatively.
Mm, yeah, conservatively, I thought so.
You know what I'm saying? So you don't give the defence or the jury the chance to...
Think I'm a tart.
I was going to say, to make any assumptions about you from the way you dress.
No. So, would trousers be all right?
Yes. Not jeans or anything, but smart trousers or a trouser suit. Really just wear what you're most comfortable in.
Right.
For one thing, there's a lot of hanging around... And the last thing you want in the witness box is your waistband feeling tight or your shoes giving you grief.
No.
Now, about giving your evidence...
Oh, yes.
Just listen carefully to the questions and answer them straightforwardly and simply.
Right.
don't go into great detail. If the barrister wants elaboration, it's up to him or her to bring it out.
Yeah, okay.
If you're not sure of anything, just say so. And if you want the question repeated, just ask.
Right.
The same with cross-examination. And if you feel that anything you've said isn't clear, or it's given the wrong impression somehow, make sure you correct it.
There's a lot to think about.
I know, it's hard.
Oh, thanks, Jackie. You've been a big help.
That's what I'm here for.
Oh, one good thing, anyway. The case is stronger, isn't it? What with him breaching his bail and actually coming here and assaulting me. Surely, once they hear that...
Kathy,
what?
You do realise, don't you? Or maybe you don't, that charge can't actually be mentioned by the prosecution as part of the case against Taylor.
What?
It isn't directly related to the circumstances of the rape.
Of course it is.
Not in law. But what we'd hope is that the facts will emerge during questioning.
How? Of me or him?
You. Our barrister might ask you something like, when did you last see the accused? And at that point, you tell the court about Taylor coming to Ambridge and waiting for you outside your home.
You mean it's down to me to let the court know?
It should be very clear from the line of questioning what the prosecution's trying to get at.
But what if the prosecution don't ask me?
He will. It's good for your case.
So it's another thing that depends on me, then?
You're going to be a very good witness, Kathy. You mustn't worry. Really, you are. Is there anything else you wanted to ask me?
No, nothing.
Ring again if you think of anything, or if you just want to talk things through.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Bye, then.
Bye.
Right, well, I've measured the width between the screws and everything. You good to go?
Oh, Kenton.
What is it?
Oh, Taylor coming here and assaulting me.
Yeah?
Apparently it's got nothing to do with the rape.
What?
Well, it's not part of the case against him. It won't be mentioned. I've got to bring it up when I'm questioned.
But that's crazy.
It's just another thing to think about.
Oh, love.
It's hopeless. Just when I get my head straight, when I think I know what I'm up against, well, now I'm going to have to start all over again.
There's his stuff.
Thanks, Em. And thanks for letting me change the day.
It's all right.
No, thanks for being flexible, really.
You know perfectly well it's not what day it is that's bothering me.
Can't think why this incubator part's got to come on a Saturday afternoon. But there's no way I could have had George tomorrow.
Will, I've said it's okay.
Good. We've got to sort out what's happening about his birthday sometime.
Well, I want to see how he gets on today first.
Em.
You're lucky you're seeing him at all. I'm still not happy about it.
I have got that impression.
Is she going to be around?
Nick lives here. Of course she is.
More to the point, are you? I don't want you leaving him on his own with her.
I know.
I'd better not find out that you have, and... Look, if anything happens to him...
Look, I'll get George to call you before bed, if you like. And in the morning.
Okay. Make sure you do.
We had a great time with Jake and Mia on Monday at the Paris Walk. We all did.
Yeah, so you said. That doesn't prove anything. Look, Georgie, Mummy's going now. Can I have a kiss?
Bye, Mummy!
See? He's fine.
Yeah, he is now. Right, bye, darling. You have a nice time, yeah?
Of course he will. Say a nice bye-bye to Mummy.
Bye!
Bye, George.
All right, let's go and see what Jake and Mia are doing, shall we?
Yay!
All right, here he is.
Hello, George.
Where's Jake?
Oh, they're both next door with a new puzzle.
Jakey!
I give it 5 minutes.
Nick, bit of bad news, I'm afraid.
What?
Just had a call from Brian.
Oh, Will.
There's been some vandalism on the estate. One of the sheds.
Oh, can't Malcolm sort it?
No. Not on top of the feeding and everything else he's got to do.
Great. Just great.
I'm sorry.
No. You go on. Why break the habit of a lifetime? I should have known.
What?
Well, it was too good to be true. You actually had a day off on Monday that didn't get interrupted and, oh, surprise, surprise, we all had a nice time. And then I even got to see a bit of you on Tuesday as well, so I shouldn't be so greedy, should I? Oh, that's more than my lot for this week.
Nick.
How long will you be while I'm looking after your son?
I don't know. I'm sorry, I've got to go.
Alice? Brian's got you working, has he?
Here, the riding course. Could I collect the money?
Oh, well, it was bound to happen.
Well, I don't really mind if it saves Mum a job. I'm not doing it for the next 6 months, though, Adam.
No, got all that geopolitics to read up on again. And keep your fitness up for Cranwell.
Yeah, and I'm going to get a proper job that pays.
Back at Grey Gables?
Well, it's the start of the season, isn't it?
I should think they'll bite your hand off.
I hope so. Hey, do you want to hear something amazing?
Mm, go on.
Alan and Usha are getting married.
No.
Yep. Amy told me last night. Don't tell anyone, not even Mum.
Well, especially not Mum. Might as well put it out on Radio Borsig.
Yeah, that's the last thing they want. Well, yet. Isn't it exciting?
Well, it'll certainly give Ambridge something to talk about. Still, if it takes the heat off Ian and me as the village's most scandalous couple, all well and good.
You two. Scandalous. You're totally boring.
Thanks very much. That's the last time I give you a roof over your head in your time of need.
Oh, it's true.
I'm not getting into this conversation, thank you.
Oh, Adam, the truth always hurts.
So, how was it seeing Amy again?
It was great.
Really?
Yeah. We're never going to agree over the RAF, but we just didn't talk about it.
That's one way around it.
Yeah, I suppose. And it seems a shame to throw away what was a really good friendship just because of, okay, a pretty major disagreement, but it's only part of who we are, isn't it?
I'm glad. It's good to have you back.
A new, improved, extra mature Alice.
I didn't say that.
No, I'd probably have thumped you if you had. I'm not that mature.
Good. Have you finished here?
Yeah. No more punters to hassle?
Don't suppose you'd like to help me with something?
Oh, you're turning into Dad.
I'm working on it.
Will?
Oh, Brian.
What are you doing? Isn't it your afternoon off?
Oh, you know, just passing.
Were you?
Yeah, so I thought I'd, check.
Check on what?
The birds. Yeah, that Malcolm had got round them okay.
Well, of course he has. He's not the sharpest tool in the shed, but he's capable of that, at least.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, he's managed before on your days off, hasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, fine.
Well, there you are, then. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's great that you're so conscientious.
Thanks.
But there's really no need. You need your time off. Go home.
Yeah.
Go and spend some time with that lovely young woman you managed to talk into living with you.
Yeah, right.
Go on, then. Off you go. And don't let me catch you up here again when you should be enjoying yourself.
No. Yeah. Bye, then.
Brian. See you, Will. Oh, afternoon, David.
Any chance of a word about our spray programme?
Not with me, I'm afraid.
Oh, are you rushing off somewhere?
No, I'm not rushing anywhere these days. Adam's your man. Anything to do with the Brookfield contract, speak to him in the future. Leave me out of it.
Right. Has something changed around here that I should know about?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I was going to come over and tell you. I've finally come to an agreement with Adam and Debbie.
Over the farm?
Yes. Yeah, we had a meeting to thrash it out. I'm making them bosses of their own units. At the end of the year, they get 2/3 of farm profit.
Blimey.
But it was the only way to go.
Well, possibly. Got to do something. Just seems quite a big move on your part.
Well, it's been long overdue.
Well, a big concession, I mean.
Do you think so? I don't.
Well, the farm's effectively in their hands, isn't it? They'll make the decisions, run it as they see fit.
Up to a point, yes.
Up to what point?
Well, within the laws of good husbandry. And if they were to do anything detrimental to the long-term fertility of the land, for example...
Well, I don't think that's very likely.
We'll have a clause in the contracts, though. It's pretty standard.
Is it?
Frankly, David, I'm relieved.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was all getting out of proportion. And the main thing is, Rory's interests are protected. He'll still inherit a third share of the farm.
Right. But in the meantime...
What about it?
Well, what are you going to do? Are you retired?
Good Lord, no.
But
semi-retired, maybe, but very semi. I mean, there's still no substitute for experience, is there?
Are you sure?
I told you, we're fine.
Oh, kids not playing you up?
They've been good as gold.
And how's George?
He's fine too. Why would he be any different?
No reason. What was that?
Oh, just the TV. They're watching some silly cartoon.
Oh.
When'll you be home?
Sorry, Nick. It's a right mess up here. Probably not till after they've gone to bed. Well, after.
What?
Well, it won't be any earlier, that's for sure.
Why is it called triple irrigation?
Because the male ends triple reinforced against leakage. Next question?
I haven't got one.
I have. Are you helping with this or not?
Oh, sorry, Adam. You know, I was thinking about the vegetable plot at the orphanage, trying to keep that watered.
It took me back, looking at your photos.
Yeah? Well, I didn't want to forget about it just because I'm back in England.
You won't, trust me.
No, I don't know. It's so easy to get sucked back in, start taking everything for granted.
I know what you mean, but Africa does get to you, Alice. You won't forget, honestly.
I think what I might do... The orphanage is desperate for all sorts of things, you know, sports stuff. And one of the helpers wants to set up dance classes. Proper dance, like ballet.
Are you thinking of starting an appeal?
No. I'd rather actually try and get some things together. Has the cricket club got anything? I don't know, like, you know, pads, gloves or balls?
Probably.
No, I could put up some notices in the village and get Alan to say something at church.
You could ask around the local schools.
Yeah.
How would you get it to them, though? It'd cost a fortune to air freight.
Well, all I need is a container. It's going out there anyway. Lucas's mum and dad might be able to help.
How? I thought they were in Cape Town.
Well, they are. But when I stayed with them... Oh, they were so sweet to me, Adam. They took me to their church.
Yeah?
Anyway, Delia, his mum, said they've got links with a church in the UK somewhere. Bristol, I think. And they send out a container load from time to time. No, I could find out where the next one is and add my stuff in there.
Mm, that could work. And then Kate and Lucas could collect it from Cape Town.
Yeah.
Well, go on then.
What?
I know you. You won't want to help me now you've got a project. Go and start emailing or printing some posters or something.
Love you.
Love you too.
And I loved it in Africa. But I love being home.
What? All of it? Even Rory? Even Brian?
Well, like you say, Adam, Africa gets to you. You see what families go through over there, and... Dad did something very wrong. To Mum. To all of us.
Yeah.
But, you know, I suppose he did admit it. In the end, and he is sorry. And he's kind of paid a pretty high price, hasn't he? So did Siobhan. And Rory.
Yeah. I suppose he has.
Nick?
Will?
Well, you scared the life out of me.
You said you wouldn't be back yet.
George? Where are you? What's going on?
And all the lights are shining out of the house. And the wolf wants to get in.
What are you playing at?
Nothing.
No lights on downstairs, no...
Daddy!
Hey, Georgie.
Shh. Nick's been his story.
Oh, sorry.
You chose it, didn't you, George?
Come on, Dad, on the bed.
What? Me too? That'll be a squeeze.
Oh, we can make room. That's it, George. You cuddle in by me.
And I'll come your other side, George.
He's crushing me.
Well, you'll have to breathe in. Shall I carry on, then?
Yes.
Right. Where were we?
Hang on. I haven't said hello yet.
You have?
Not properly. I'm sorry about this afternoon.
That's okay.
You're brilliant. You really are.
Oh.
Read it.
Oh, sorry, George. It's Daddy's fault.
Look, yeah. Sorry, mate. Go on, Nick.
Right. Little pig, let me come in. No, said the third little pig. Not by the hairs on my chinny chin chin. I will not let you in.
Oh, look at that wolf. He's fierce, isn't he? Of
course he is. That's the big, bad wolf. Is he bad? Oh, what do you think, George?